I sometimes am asked what my favorites are. And you've been asked the same. What are your favorites? You find it asked sometimes in social media and in other places. I want you to always bear this in mind, that what we say about our favorites says a lot about us. And people learn a lot about us by observing what our favorites are. That having been said, I'd like to take this opportunity to speak to you regarding my favorites. Jackson is passing out an outline of it. Hopefully there'll be enough to go around. But my favorites, I've been asked a few times about such things, and let's just take a look today concerning this subject of our favorites. Here is a baker's dozen. First, my favorite friend. Who's your favorite friend? I can tell you who my favorite friend is. He is Jesus Christ. I never had a better friend in all the world than Jesus Christ. He is a friend who loves at all times. Proverbs 17:17. At all times. I've had some fair weather friends. I've had some friends who loved me better at one time than at another time. But here is a friend who loves at all times. Eternally and immutably. My friend Jesus. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. I was blessed with three brothers. There's 4 years difference in our ages. We were constant companions growing up. We stayed the closest of brothers you could imagine. And then we grew up and went our separate ways. We're still the best of friends, but, well, you know, there's just distances between us now. We get together maybe once a year. Here's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He never moves away. Here is a friend who is always there in any time of trouble. He is the foremost friend of sinners, and I'm glad of that because I'm the chief. A friend of sinners. It's hard for sinners to find friends. Well, I found one. His name is Jesus Christ. Friend of sinners. That's what his foes called him. He took their term of derision and wore it as a badge of honor. Yes, all my friends are sinners. Someone has sung, "I've got friends in low places." Well, Jesus' friends are in the lowest places, and he condescends to bring them out. He calls me his friend, and then he says, "Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." No greater love. The greatest love there ever was manifested when Jesus Christ became my friend and died in my place instead. Now that's my friend. That is my favorite friend. I am blessed with many friends. Good friends, loyal friends, true friends. But this one is my favorite, Jesus Christ. My favorite brother. Well, I've got two, as I just told you. Two brothers. They're both as dear to me as they can be. Who's your favorite brother, Moose? Well, that would be Jesus Christ. He is the exemplification of a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 17:17. A brother born for adversity. Why was he born? Because I was in trouble. Why was he incarnate? Why was God manifested in the flesh? Because God had to become my brother in my adversity and do something for me that no one else could to do. Although he is God, he had to be made like his brethren, Hebrews 2:17. He had to be made like his brethren. God became my brother that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Now there's my favorite brother. He can be your favorite brother too. Hope he is. My favorite hero. I had a hero growing up. He was a baseball player. As a young lad, I just adored that man. And then later I found out he was just a drunk. And I was so disappointed. Well, I have a hero who never disappointed me. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is Mighty God, Isaiah 9:6. The Hebrew name is El Gibor, and it means hero of a God. A great hero, that's what the term means. His name is the Mighty God. The remnant of Israel shall return to the Mighty God. He is Jehovah of hosts, the Mighty God, and he is the hero of his people. No one ever came to their help like Jesus did for his people. When we face our Goliaths and we need a hero, here he is. And God was manifested in the flesh so he could become our hero. Your favorite book. What is your favorite book? Well, here's mine. Here's mine. Holy Scriptures. The only book I read every day. The only book I have read every day for many, many years. The only book I have read through a number of times. I have read a number of books and thought, well, I'm glad to have gotten through that one. Well, this one, I just keep going through. It is a treasury of 66 books in this library, and that's exactly what it is. It is a library, 66 books. Its contents from beginning to end are all about Jesus Christ. He said, the Scriptures testify of me, John 5:39. They tell us all that he is to his people, and here in this book, we learn that Christ is all and in all. There is not a better book in all the world than this one. It's my favorite. My favorite author. My favorite author is the Holy Spirit. He's the author of my favorite book. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. We do not say Paul is the author of any book in Scripture, nor that Peter is the author of any book in Scripture. They were but sacred pen men. The Holy Spirit is the author of this book. And there was never a better author of any book than the Holy Spirit is of this one. My favorite author, the Holy Spirit. My favorite singer. It is said of my favorite singer in Zephaniah 3:17 that he shall rejoice over thee with singing. It's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will rejoice over thee with singing. Like a mother sings a lullaby to her child to comfort it and to ease it, so does Jesus Christ. He rejoices over me with singing. The Scripture says, and he said, I will sing in the congregation. I want you to bear this in mind. He's here this morning. Right now. He's here. He's walking in the midst of the seven lampstands. Walking up and down. He is seated in the pew there right beside you. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. He's listening to you sing. And he's singing with us. I will rejoice over thee with singing. My favorite singing. My favorite preacher. Well, it's Jesus Christ again. My favorite preacher. He preaches the glorious gospel of God's saving grace more simply and more effectually than any other preacher ever did. Do you realize that when he preached, the common people heard him gladly? They said, he speaks our language. He uses our terms. We understand this man when he preaches. And all the marvels that he spoke. Jesus Christ, the greatest preacher. Oh, that I could preach like him. He's my favorite preacher, my mentor in the ministry. But we should bear this in mind. He spoke in the language of the people. The common people heard him gladly. Well, religious leaders did not think much about him, but then again, he spoke with authority and not as the scribes and Pharisees. What a preacher Jesus Christ is. My favorite teacher, Jesus Christ. Nicodemus spoke truth when he said, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do the things you have done except God be with him. Well, that's what he was. In fact, that was probably the term that he was called more than any other. When you read in the scriptures, master, the term means teacher. Rabbi, teacher. That's what people called him. He's the teacher. And never was there a teacher like this one, Jesus Christ. He is the only teacher. Whoever spoke nothing but truth, unmixed with error. And he leads his students from spiritual darkness and shame to everlasting glory and bliss. This is the best teacher the world has ever known. He's my favorite. My favorite pastor, Jesus Christ. Actually, the word in scripture for pastor actually means shepherd. And Jesus Christ is the best pastor, the best shepherd there ever could be. He is Jesus Christ who is Jehovah, my shepherd, Psalm 23. He is the shepherd of Israel, Psalm 80, verse 1. He is the good or ideal shepherd, John 10, verses 11 and 14. He is that great shepherd of God's sheep, Hebrews 13, verse 20. He is the shepherd and overseer of my soul, 1 Peter 2, verse 23. And he is the chief shepherd over all his under-shepherds, 1 Peter 5, verse 4. Never has there been a pastor like this one. Some years ago, I had a decision to make, and there's a certain pastor that I very highly regarded, and if I mentioned his name, you'd say, yeah, with good reason you did, we do too. But sometimes when I've had a decision to make, and I'm asking my wife what I should do, she has said, what would, and she'd call his name, what would he do? What would he do? That's good advice. Oh, if we could find a pastor whose example we could follow and do what he would do and do as he would teach us to do. A great shepherd. Well, The foremost is Jesus Christ. When we have decisions to make in life, the good question is, what would Jesus do? What would my pastor do? What would he who is the shepherd of my soul do? Let us follow his example. Then, my favorite tree. My favorite tree. That's Jesus Christ again. He is my favorite tree. He is the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2, verse 7. Because in heaven and in the new Jerusalem, there is a tree of life. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations, and that tree is Jesus Christ. There has never been a better tree than Jesus Christ. Planted by the streams of water, God planted him. Planted by the streams of water, bearing fruit in every season. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations. My favorite tree. My favorite place. My favorite place. I've had some favorite places. And it was usually where I was living. I have loved the places where I lived. Well, my favorite place, above all other places, is Jesus Christ. I have fled to him, and I now say, you are my hiding place. Oh, the world is looking for a safe place. A safe place. I found the best one. He's Jesus Christ. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalm 32, verse 7. My safe place is Jesus Christ. My hiding place is Jesus Christ. My vacation place is Jesus Christ. My workplace is Jesus Christ. He is the place where I live, and the place I never leave, and the place that always is there for me. My favorite food. What is my favorite food? What is your favorite food? I would hope we could all say, it is Jesus Christ. Ho, ye that are thirsty, come to the waters and drink. Buy milk and food and honey without price. And it's all found in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, I have found the water that slakes my spiritual thirst. And I have found the wine and milk and bread that satisfies my spiritual appetite. And honey to go with it. Honey out of the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. Oh, what food is found in him. And how famished are those who have never fed on him. Our favorite food. One more. My favorite day. My favorite day. What is the favorite day of every child of God? Should be Jesus Christ. In the prophecy of Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14, we read of a prophecy about a time when men will call the Sabbath a delight. Now, the Sabbath was not much of a delight under the old covenant. There was this ritual to do. You could not do this. You could not do that. You could not cook. You could not travel more than about 3/4 of a mile. It was very rigid. Not a very enjoyable day. But here we read the prophecy. You shall call the Sabbath a day of delight and the day most blessed. And according to Colossians chapter 2, Jesus Christ is that Sabbath. He's the day. He's the day. I want to impress upon you this morning that Jesus Christ is everything to his people. He's everything. He is Christ who is all and in all. And above all other things in this world, he's our favorite. Our favorite. Our favorite friend, favorite brother, favorite hero, favorite book, favorite author, favorite singer, favorite preacher, favorite teacher, favorite pastor, favorite tree, favorite place, favorite food, and favorite day, and favorite every other thing. Hope that's true of you.